So what do you think it was about the Oxfordshire growth bid that warranted such large-scale investment?
Well, this is part of a nationwide rollout of growth deals. Each area, each LEP, submitted its own bid, and all those bids were assessed on their merits.
Yeah.
So clearly, this has been a very strong bid from Oxfordshire, £108 million over the period of the growth deal funding. It's nearly £16 million for the first year. And there's a very compelling logic to this bid. This is an area with huge growth potential, world-class businesses, world-class academic and science and technology institutions, plans for significant housing growth, and yet some persistent issues that do need to be addressed around flood management, around road and transport infrastructure, access to the rail networks and so on. Things that have to be done if we're going to get the maximum benefit from the investment that's planned in the area. And the multiplier effect of this investment that we're announcing today will be huge, because it will unlock very much larger private sector investment in the area.
Mm-hmm. One of the main schemes that is being funded is the Western Conveyance, the Flood Relief Channel, which is a bit like the Jubilee River, which passes through your constituency. And there has been some controversy about whether that will just push the water further downstream. Do you think that a scheme like that is a good idea?
Yes, I do. I think what's being funded today is some further development work on the scheme to understand more precisely how it will operate and what the costs and technical challenges will be. But so long as a scheme like this is done as part of a comprehensive scheme for the whole of the Thames Valley, and that's what we're working on with the Lower Thames Flood Alleviation Scheme, the Jubilee River that's already built, the Oxford Western Conveyance, these form part of a system to ensure that surges of water get safely past areas of high-level development where there are lots of homes and businesses, safely down into the tidal Thames. And I think this is an important part of the overall package.
Some people say that Oxfordshire County Council has had £96 million taken out of its budget as a result of cuts from its government grant. And some people might say that might the money not be better spent on running basic services, council services?
I think that there are two separate things here. I mean, obviously, all local authorities are getting leaner and more effective, and most of them are doing extremely well at running good quality services with very constrained budgets, and we recognise the challenges that they're facing. But this is about investment. This is about investment in infrastructure, in flood management, in future skills, in facilitating access to housing development sites. This is about creating the conditions for prosperity for the future and creating the conditions that will attract international investment into the area. And I think this is crucially important to the future success of Oxfordshire.